backpack by mistake.
You allowed Fatty Coke into this house, Peg whispered, secretly pleased.
Canterbury said nothing. I suppose it will have to do, huffed Peg quickly. But check the order next time. Remember that whole Volvic Evian debacle.
Peg's response was met with an impassive acknowledgement from his chamberlain, and silence fell across the cave once more. Peg felt a tinge of guilt in his gut and fingered the intercom.
Canterbury?
Nothing.
Come on, Canterbury, I know you can hear me, insisted Peg. It's not like you can hang up. The comlink's inside your head. Canterbury!
An electronic bell sounded to Peg's right, making him jump. The door to the elevator opened, revealing Canterbury holding an iPhone and a Fatty Coke.
Why didn't you answer me, Canterbury? Inquired Peg, barely concealing a smile. I was in the elevator, replied the stuffy robot, who was absolutely nothing like C-3PO. The signal's not very good.
Canterbury stood at roughly 6 foot tall. His torso was a barrel of sleek black metal, his arms and legs an array of titanium bones and functional hydraulics. Despite being a super-advanced AI processor driving a fully articulated humanoid endoskeleton, there was something old-fashioned about his appearance, as if he'd been built in a bygone age or had stepped out of that film Robot starring Ewan McGregor and Robin Williams. In an effort to make him appear more modern,